everyone. This is Linda J. Wolf, your author and narrator. Today I want to talk about our journey of experiences and how we deal with our trauma, how we deal with our sadness. But maybe it's probably best that I read you the poem that I wrote about it this morning. I came upon this picture, and this picture was of a hillside, and the whole hillside was like shadows and darkness. But beyond, along that horizon line, was this inkling of light starting to open up in the sky. Let me read you this poem. There's something to be said about shadows and darkness. There's a depth in its absence of light. One could say fear or doubt reside there in those places, like a soul lost on a perilous journey of bitterness, hate, or blame. I understand how one could fall into the emptiness of its fate. Panic or sorrow has a way of masking the light behind the shadows, the joy that's buried there. What if we could draw upon the power of light that shines within us, that's so deep down inside of us? What if we could go beyond the ledge of our fears or emptiness? It's such a fine line to that transition, to embrace our tremendous power. But as many have, I pray many more will find the light before it's gone. The one word that I could use today is saturation. I completely understand what that feels like. Yesterday, I almost had a moment of saturation. Let me share my story with you. Each and every one of you know that within the last 18 years of my life, I have lost 18 people, family, friends, my husband, ex-boyfriends. Yesterday, I went to make a dentist appointment for my daughter because she had a baby tooth that had cracked. And I called up my dentist. Now, my dentist, I have known for 15 years. I have been bringing Bianca there since she was a baby. And so I looked into my phone and I found my dentist phone number, and I called it, and Carrie, the same receptionist that answers the phone all the time, I said, "Hey Carrie, I would like to make an appointment for Bianca because she has a cracked baby tooth and she has another tooth, one of her big molars up front, that needs some attention." And she goes, "Oh my gosh, Linda, I am so sorry, but Dr. Grishel, he died 2 months ago." 2 months ago. Do you know what? At that moment, I was saturated with grief, because here was another person that I have known for 15 years of my life, gone in twice a year, had him work on my teeth. And I remember sitting in the dentist chair and we would have these beautiful conversations. He loved hearing about when I was training horses and how I was a horse whisperer. And he loved hearing about raising Bianca and the funny and silly little things that she would do. And we would just share stories. And that saturation of grief hit me like someone, or maybe like I was hit with a lightning bolt. It just floored me. But you know, there was something beautiful in that fine line right there. I recognized it for what it was. I recognized it for what it was, that sadness, that perilous journey that I could go down, and then I could revamp and bring back all those people that I had lost. I could saturate myself in the depth of that emptiness that I, those losses. But you know what? I didn't. I embraced that feeling. And I said, here we are again. Another loss. This man died of a heart attack. He was only 59 years old. I allowed that sadness to sit inside me momentarily. And you know, I realized there was nothing that I could do or change about that moment. I couldn't bring him back. But what I could do was reflect on the good times and the talks and the stories we shared. And that in that moment, I let that it just sit there, and I laughed and I smiled about some of the things we talked about and the laughter we shared. And I just let it soak there. And then I said, okay, I'm not gonna let it saturate and sit too long. Because what happens when we allow that sadness, that grief to sit too long? It overtakes our day. It overtakes maybe a couple days. And I will not allow myself to go there. I will embrace that emotion. I will. He was a good man. He was married. He had children. And I prayed at that moment for his family, that God would place his hand upon him and give him comfort through their moments of grief, that they in time will find growth and healing in their grief. I know. I have learned how to come and to face that, how to practice in allowing that to pass through me. And you know what? I went on with my day, and I just kept thinking of thoughts and stories that we would share. And I just smiled. I smiled. And you know, I had to get on with my day. I had to shine that light within me again, bring that power up and rise above. Not forget. I will never forget him. He was always kind to Bianca and I. That man, he would do dental work on us, and he wouldn't ask for a full payment at that time. He would let me pay it off in increments because he knew that I was a single mom struggling. But he worked with me on this. He was a very kind man, and I value and appreciate him, and I will never lose sight of the memory and the graciousness that he gave Bianca and I. I just thought I'd share that story with you. I hope that you all are having a wonderful Thursday. That is what today is. My day's, yes it is. I just looked on my calendar. Have a gracious and beautiful day. I know that a lot of you that are listening, you listen from all around the world. And I know you listen when you're lying in your bed and you're ready to wind down. And I know some of you listen when it's early in your day and you're on your way to work. grab the depth of your day. And when something happens and it causes you to rise up, maybe with anger or sadness, only sit with it momentarily. There's too much left in the day, too much to embrace, too much to enjoy, and too many memories to create. This is Linda signing out. God bless all of you.